You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it a feature? Is it a feature? I think it is. This is The Football Hour. And what have I got in my pocket? Oh, it is a brilliant radio feature. It's called Pick of the Goss. And this trendy feature is about the BBC gossip column. The BBC Goss Col is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from around the football world. I know. And you know, every morning you get into work and you scroll up and down those emails and you think to yourself, I could not care less about what anyone is saying in these boring and tedious emails. So, what you do instead of slowly responding to those electronic letters is you scroll the BBC gossip column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. Oh yes, it's not a bad feature. So, I need to air out because I've not done this in a couple of weeks. So I need to get my teeth in. Everything needs to go well for me here because this is Pick of the Goss. And Pick of the Goss can go wrong. I'm against the clock here. So, are you ready, Goss Pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, the Sunny Boys at the Sun state Man City are considering making a bid for Real Sociedad defender Inigo Martinez in January. 9 in the charts, the Mirror tell us Real Madrid intend to make an £80 million bid for Man United's Anthony Martial next summer. At 8, the Indy Cindy Boys at the Independent say Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez has warned the club's fans that there will not be a huge amount of money to spend in January transfer window. Straight in at 7, Footy365 announced Aston Villa boss Steve Bruce has called for Premier League clubs to work more closely with lower tier teams in order to give young players a chance. Good one, Brucey. Highest new entry at 6. There's People Talking Sport at Talk Sport, and they say Stoke boss Mark Hughes says any attempts to sign Shaqiri in January will be rejected. Into the top 5. The Daily Mail make up. Spurs have identified Fulham's 17-year-old defender Ryan Sessegnon as the perfect man to replace Danny Rose, who obviously hasn't left the club yet. At 4, Spanish press shout Barcelona will move for Spurs midfielder Christian Eriksen in January. Up 10 places into 3. The Manchester Evening News believes Man United are looking at 4 left-footed players as they made plans for the summer. Gareth Bale, Atletico Madrid's Anton Griezmann and England fullback Danny Rose and Germany midfielder Mesut Ozil are all targets. Oh my gosh, I've got 15 seconds. Our number 2 hit. 5 live and kicking. State Arsenal striker Ian Wright says Germans... Ozil would be unbelievable, Man United. Oh, I don't think I quite got there. Our number one goss this week is from the Daily Mirror, and the Mirror men are saying Chelsea have been offered the chance to sign Borussia Dortmund striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang in January. Oh, there we go. Oh, that felt uber good to be back. I really enjoyed that gossip column. Oh, I didn't go quick enough at the start, though, did I? I needed to be a bit quicker with the opening 5 so I could get there with the last 5. That one, the number 3, when I was doing the... aren't I? I'm from the Manchester Evening News. I don't think I fitted that all in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to read them a bit slower, a bit more properly, and then we are going to get our magnifying glasses out. Why are we getting the magnifying glasses out? Because we're going to look deeper into this gossip from the gossip column.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes Store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
What's that over there? What is it? Some is that? What is that in the corner? Is that a feature called Pick of the Goss? Actually, I think it is. Just give me the binoculars. Yeah, let me look a bit further. That is, I think it's a countdown of the 10 most craziest rumours from the BBC gossip. Yes, it is. Let me just zoom in a little further. Oh, yeah. It says, Alex, will you analyse the chart show a bit further after you've done the countdown? Of course I can. That's exactly what I'll do now, shall I? At number 10, we have Man City are after a centre-half. He's called Inigo Martinez. He's Spanish and he plays for Real Sociedad. Man City, they have... Well, you'd say they have defensive problems, but they just score bucket loads of goals, so it doesn't really matter. So they might buy him, they might not. They buy a lot of players, so I can't keep up with it, can I? Number 9 in the chart. Apparently, Real Madrid are after Anthony Martial. I don't think he's that... Well, is he up to their level? He's certainly no Cristiano Ronaldo. He's not going to take over from Ronaldo, is he? So, £80 million. What would you do if you're a Man United fan? Would you take that? Because you get your money back you spent on him. He's done all right. Is he going to get any better? He's probably going to... Yeah, he's going to get better. Sorry, I'm being harsh. I'm being very harsh. But £80 million is a lot of Laura. It's Laura money, isn't it? Up to 8, Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez says there's not a lot of money to spend in January. Well, that's obvious. Because the takeover with Mike Ashley, getting him out of the club, that's not gone through. What happens if it doesn't go through in January? He's not going to go, oh, Rafa, just before I go, do you want this $100 million to spend on players? Oh, cheers, Mike. Thanks very much. It's not going to happen. You're living in dreamland. Number 7. Villa boss Brucey is saying Premier League clubs need to help lower tier teams in the Championship, League 1, League 2, and give their young players who aren't playing in the Premier League out to Championship teams. Well, yeah, of course he's going to say that because he wants the best young players in the country to play for Aston Villa. But these players do need game time. They're not getting in the Premier League, so give them their chance, Premier League clubs. They're not obviously not listening to the Football Hour right now and going, oh yeah, should we just give our English talent to the Championship because Alex Mearns said. Right, moving on to number 6. Mark Hughes has said, if anyone wants to sign Shaqiri, it's going to be it's going to be rejected. You ain't getting him, says Mark Hughes. Number 5, Fulham defender Ryan Sessegnon. Guess how old this kid is? He's 17 years old. Spurs want him. He's a good player. He scored a hat-trick recently, I think. Was it against Sheffield United? Yes, I think it was when they won 5-4. What a game. Yeah, going to be a top player. Sorry, I went into Paul Merson mode there. At number 4, Spanish press are saying Barca are coming after Spurs midfielder Christian Eriksen. Everyone was worried about Harry Kane leaving. Everyone was worried about Dele Alli leaving. Is Eriksen going to leave out the back door? I don't know, but Barca are after him. Number 3. Man United want either Ozil, Danny Rose, Griezmann or Gareth Bale. They're after a left-footed player. They've got Lukaku. But any team's not going to turn down Bale, Griezmann or Ozil, are they? Number 2. Arsenal striker Ian Wright says Ozil would be unbelievable at Man United if he goes there. Isn't that such a shame that even Arsenal fans are saying this guy is not really... Obviously, he's done it in patches, performed well in patches over his 3 years at the club. But even Arsenal fans are going, yeah, probably do better at Man United. It's so weird. Right, and our number one goss is Aubameyang, plays for Borussia Dortmund, very rapid striker, is apparently being offered to Chelsea like some child being left on the front door. Oh, Chelsea, would you like our striker? Oh, yeah, we'll have your striker. How much will it cost? $100 million. Oh, right. Well, you didn't tell me that at the beginning. Oh, that has been Pick of the Goss. It's been good to be back. This has been the Football Hour. And I am a little fellow called Alex Mearns.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.